Hello there, this is Simon Whitehouse, London Walks guide and devotee of Oscar Wilde. October the 16th marks the birthday of Oscar Wilde, and to celebrate the great man, I'm doing a virtual tour of Oscar Wilde's London for London Walks. So I thought we'd have a little preview via this podcast and follow in Oscar Wilde's footsteps through upscale Mayfair and St. James. Now, I say footsteps, but that's a little bit of a misnomer, because Oscar took a hansom cab everywhere, no matter how short the distance, and had an aversion to any form of physical exercise. In fact, he said famously, "I would do anything to regain my youth, except get up early, take regular exercise, or be respectable." Now, I'm just stepping outside Green Park Underground Station onto one of London's grandest streets, Piccadilly. In the early 1880s, Oscar, having been born in Dublin, studied classics at Oxford University, travelled to America, arrives in London, and he's really a nobody, and becomes famous for being famous, a concept with which we're very familiar these days. And he sort of really cultivates a kind of notoriety for himself. He was caricatured in the satirical magazine Punch, where he was depicted walking along Piccadilly with a sunflower or a lily in his hand, a sort of poster boy for this very subversive and morally suspect artistic movement called the aesthetic movement. And years later, when asked if this was true, he said, "It's not whether I did it or not that's important, but whether people believed I did it." Now, we turn off Piccadilly and walk up Half Moon Street and enter aristocratic Mayfair, which in Oscar's day was a much more bohemian enclave. And we're here at 14 Half Moon Street, which was in Oscar's day known as Gannon's Apartments, a series of bachelor apartments occupied by idle young men who lived self-indulgent lives, often way beyond their means. And it's this building that provides the setting for Act One of Oscar's greatest play, The Importance of Being Earnest, and to my mind, the greatest comedy in the English language. It's a perfectly plotted farce. It's a complex story of courtship, betrothal, double identity, in which two idle young men, Jack Worthing and Algernon Moncrief, pursue two young women who are both determined to marry somebody called Ernest. And that's all you really need to know about the play at this point. The title of the play comes from a queer poem written in 1892, just 3 years before the play was performed, called Love in Earnest. And here are a few lines from that poem. "Smart-looking boys are in my line, the lad that gives my boots a shine, the lad that works the lift below, the lad that's lettered GPO." And the joke, which I'm sure I don't need to explain any further, would not have been lost on the single young men in the audience on opening night of the play. And that takes us to our next port of call. So we're going to wander back to Piccadilly, cross over the street, down St. James, and to the site of the St. James Theatre on King Street, where The Importance of Being Earnest was premiered. Now, I say the site because, sadly, in 1957, this great West End theatre was pulled down despite a nationwide attempt, a campaign by the likes of Laurence Olivier and Vivian Leigh to try and save it. In fact, it's here in 1892 that Oscar had his first theatrical success, a play called Lady Windermere's Fan. And on the 14th of February 1895, on St. Valentine's Day, appropriately enough, The Importance of Being Earnest opened. And one of the lead actors said it was the greatest opening night of a West End play that anyone could remember. The first night was somewhat overshadowed, however, by the appearance of the Marquess of Queensbury, who tried to sabotage the performance. Now, Queensbury was a violent, drunken brute of a man who had launched a smear campaign against Oscar due to the fact that Oscar had been conducting a highly public relationship with Queensbury's eldest son, Lord Alfred Douglas, not to mention the fact that they had been rumpling the sheets with a retinue of rent boys in the suites of London's leading luxury hotels. Now, as it happens, Oscar's play only ran for 86 performances because Queensberry's pursuit of Oscar led to a sensational criminal trial, imprisonment in Reading Jail, and Oscar's premature death at the age of 46 in self-imposed exile in Paris. Oscar said, "I can resist everything except temptation. So I hope you'll give in to temptation on Sunday, October the 18th, or again on November the 30th, and join me as I tell Oscar's extraordinary story on my virtual tour of Oscar Wilde's London."